Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements.
Thanks, Kerry. Winds are calm, temp at 44. Some of you may be driving through a little fog this morning, but for the rest of us, no biggie, and it's going to be a beautiful day. 44 degrees at News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Down, Spence. Today's the finale. It's 6:11 at WSJM. Jim Gifford, Spencer Rivers, and a random homeless guy who was just wandered in off the street this morning.
Well, hey, it looked warm in here, and I thought, hey, I think I can go in there and see if I can get a cup of coffee.
Spence, I thought we were going to have to change the locks because we just had some random guy roll.
No, because you're leaving. That's why we're changing the locks.
Some random guy rolled in here yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mr. Moody is in this morning because we're going to be, counting it down, but also talking about what is today? Best Places to Work Day, right?
20 Best Places to Work.
All right. That's coming up after the 7 o'clock news. Yeah. But we begin today on...
You had the wrong song, though, this morning.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I tried to, but okay. This is the one that you needed. Wait for it. It's coming.
Say, I don't know what this is.
It's coming.
See, no. That would have been weird if I had played that. I tend not to refer to myself in the third person unless Jimmy can help it. Where did you find that? And who is that, do you know?
Oh, it's Kathy Linden.
Of course it is. Who doesn't have the best of Campy Linden at home? Or whatever you just said. Man. So anyway, yeah, this is the last day of what began actually in May of 1985. Most of my radio transitions, for whatever reason, have happened in May.
Wow.
So this apparently is no exception because I came here in May of 85. I'm pretty sure I left in May of
86.
Of 92. I probably came back in May of 98.
There you go. And then, now you're leaving in May.
May of 2012. So,
wow.
End of the line here.
Of 2021, not 2012.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm dyslexic.
Yes, you are.
So we begin, by the way, before I forget, two things. It's, first of all, Free Frat Friday.
Oh.
Free Flat Friday at Barbet Farms and Greenhouses. They are open, by the way. They opened last Saturday. Best variety ever. Hanging baskets in your favorite colors and, of course, incredible color selections, including the proven winners and a huge selection of perennials and hand-grown by the Andy and Miriam and the crew out there at Barbet Farms on Cleveland Avenue. And right now, you could win a free flat of flowers from Barbet's. All you got to do is go to WSJM.com and check out the contest page and do that, all right? WSJM.com, sign up. Our prize fairies will jump in there later today and pick out some winners and let you know that, hey, you got a free flat of flowers.
They're still putting on their tights in the other room.
Barbet Farms and Greenhouses. That's right. So there is that. I also have to pass along happy birthday wishes to a little 7-year-old who likely isn't even up yet, but regardless, we've got
she's gonna listen to her grandpa
birthday celebration at the Gifford clan place somewhere over the weekend. Little Lucy turns 7. That's incredible.
That is amazing.
There is that. What else do we know here this morning? We're coming off a nice soaking rain here over the last day or so. More of that to come next week, maybe. But we're going to have a good weekend. I don't know that we got enough rain to make the farmers happy, but it's surely making the grass grow. So There is that part of it.
Will you be mowing?
Yeah, I, much to the consternation of my neighbors, I have yet to fire up my lawnmower. So, I think I had a family.
They drive by your house and go, get on your lawn.
A family of homeless people have taken up residence in the front yard, and I didn't even know they were there.
So. They didn't even know they were there. They thought they were in the jungle.
So I got to get after that. Beyond that, what else are we doing in here this morning? Everything all right in the newsroom, Spence?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No problem coming down this morning?
There was fog.
Was there?
Yeah.
So you did see some fog.
I did.
I didn't see anything coming in.
I ran into one small patch right over the Napier Avenue Bridge. That was it.
Okay.
Probably coming off the river is all.
Well, then apparently there is some fog around here.
My car's got a foghorn, so that did help some.
Nice. Did you watch the draft last night?
No, we had the windows shut. Oh, no. No, I didn't watch it.
I watched up through the Lions pick at number 7 last night. There's just too much nonsense and baloney around. I just want to see and hear who gets picked. I don't care about all the
hype
the
and glory
concerts and all that kind of stuff going on. you know, it's good party for the people in Cleveland, but for those of us watching the TV, knock it off.
I have a feeling Bob Buchholz, though, is one of those that's reveling in every second of it. He loves that stuff.
Could be. Well, the Lions went with an offensive tackle from Oregon, Penei Sewell, I think is his name. Of course, the first picks were no surprise to anybody there, all quarterbacks. There was a bit of a surprise, at least as far as the Bears were concerned, as they traded up to take a quarterback and went with Justin Fields of Ohio State. So we'll see how that pans out for them. Because the last quarterback they took, which they traded up for, Mitch Trubisky, didn't work out so well. So
why didn't he go for that guy up in Green Bay who said he doesn't want to play there anymore?
Yeah, that was a bit of a bombshell. That had talked sports all a quiver yesterday because they didn't know what to make of that and still don't, apparently. So I watched that. I watched a fascinating YouTube video the other night from some guy who I believe is or has been an investigative reporter and is just kind of now doing his own thing on YouTube. But he did a deep dive into why the McDonald's ice cream machines are always broken.
Oh, yeah. I saw something where he actually has a website now where you can, or an app where you can check to so that you before you even go in, you'll know whether the machine is working.
He had the guy who developed that that app and that mapping process, who he's got every McDonald's in the country mapped out as to whether or not their ice cream machine is working.
Yeah. So, how does he keep that up to date? Does he have to call every one of them every day? Is it working? You know, and then update his app?
But this guy did an incredibly, it's just a fascinating story about how come McDonald's always has this problem? You don't have this problem at Wendy's. You don't have this problem at Culver's.
Maybe they should go to the vendor and ask him where.
The same company makes the machines for all of those.
For all of those?
For all of those. But they make a specific machine for McDonald's.
Huh.
And it has problems.
A specific rotten machine.
Yeah, it has problems. And it is built and serviced such that the owners and franchise managers and franchise owners and managers can't fix it themselves. They have to call the service tech.
Of course.
And, you know, that accounts
for... those built-in obsolescence deals.
Accounts for about 25% of the company's bottom line.
Wow.
So there's no incentive to make them any better.
Yeah.
So it was just
why would we want to cut off our
just
nose?
Just a fascinating and stupidly interesting thing that I watched the other night. All right. Here on the home front, more importantly, we apparently are about to get or are hoping to get back to normal. At some point here in the state of Michigan, as determined by the governor and her medical team here, with a plan to open the state back up, basically based on numbers.
The percentage of people that are vaccinated.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. And if I can kind of surmise here or put this in layman's terms, we are, I think, at about 46% of people at least have their first shot.
Mm-hmm.
The deal is after 2 weeks after 55% of us over 16 get one dose.
You can go back to work.
In-person work will be allowed in all business sectors. So That's 4.5 million people, by the way. So 55%, one dose, 2 weeks after that, go back to work. Then if we get up to 60% at that one dose threshold, 2 weeks after that, indoor capacity at sports stadiums will go up to, will increase to 25% indoor capacity at conference centers, banquet halls, funeral homes, increase to 25%, gym capacity to 50, bars and restaurants will no longer be required to close early. That's at 60%. And again, 2 weeks beyond that first dose. And then 2 weeks after 65%, all indoor capacity limits will be lifted. Social distancing will still be maintained. Limits on social gathering will be relaxed. 2 weeks after we get to 70%,
Katie bar the door.
The gathers and face mask order will be lifted, and the health department will no longer employ broad mitigation measures unless circumstances arise. So they put numbers on this thing.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of up to us to, I guess, meet those numbers. Yeah.
Some people are saying, well, at least we finally now, we now have actual metrics, you know, so
yeah.
If it's, you know, if it's out there now, she'll have a tough time, you know, saying no.
Yeah. But the naysayers still say nay anyway.
Right.
Regardless. And then, you know, the question there is, well, what happens if the caseload and hospitalizations and deaths all go down and we haven't reached those numbers?
Yeah.
Then what?
So. Now, that funeral home capacity, that's for the living, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. All right.
Visitors.
All right.
Visitation. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that clarification.
Well, you know, he's an aficionado there, so he's got to make sure he understands the nomenclature.
So, there you go. That's kind of getting, what is it? I guess Michigan gets back to normal. Is what we're talking about here this morning.
People are going to start calling Jerry Eddie now.
He went out of business too soon, didn't
that's
he?
That's right. He is gone, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that sucks.
Well, not anymore, it doesn't. It used to.
It used to suck. All right. We're off to the races here. It's 23 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's 44 degrees. A little fog here and there. Jim Gifford and Spencer Rivers on the last day of the Gifford Show. Spence, you guys do have plans for Monday, right? You're going to be back.
I'm on vacation. No. Yeah, I'll be back.
If you missed it yesterday, we had the new guy, Mark Hamlin, who will be sitting in this chair, at least figuratively. With the pandemic, I don't know where anybody sits anymore. but he and Spence will take the baton and complete the next few laps of WSJM.com beginning on Monday morning. And me, I'll be in my underpants somewhere.
Mowing your lawn.
Oh, dear.
It's 6:23. If this is it, please let me know. If this ain't love, you better let me know. If this is it. I don't know if it's love or not, but this is it. And I'm going to have to let you know that you're going to have to let me go. Because I'm walking out the door here in just a little while. Wrapping up something that started here, anyway, in 1985. Started altogether in 1979 in beautiful downtown Frankfort, Indiana. And it comes to a conclusion here.
Is there even a downtown in that town?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little town square there. And then I think you can hitch your horse to a hitching post there right in front of the courthouse. It was a small town. I will tell you this, that was culture shock for me, because we came from Cleveland, and you know, it's not Chicago or New York, but it's a big city.
Yeah.
And to all of a sudden open your eyes and realize you're in Frankfort, Indiana, that was
wait a minute,
bit of a shock to the system.
Yeah. We had two stoplights and one gas station.
Didn't even have a McDonald's when we got there.
Oh, are you kidding me, man?
No, I'm not. They eventually got one, but not before we got there. It's page two of your morning announcements here on WSJM. Pat Moody's sitting in because shortly after the 7 o'clock news, he'll be sharing with us the, how many is it? 20?
20.
20 best places to work in Southwest Michigan. The results are in, right?
They are in.
All right.
Calculated. Ready to roll.
Pat Moody is on the clock. The picks will be in.
Yes, they will.
Right after 7 o'clock. We, on the other hand, in your morning announcements here, have the latest on the effort to try to fix this unemployment conundrum or this nobody wants to work problem we found ourselves in. Because of the extended unemployment benefits that I think run through August or maybe
September 4th
through into September. What they're doing here, or what they're proposing anyway, on the legislative side of things in Lansing, is that unemployed people who find a job would get $1,000. So you come off the unemployment rolls, you get employed, and you get a $1,000 check. Probably after taxes come out, it'll be a little less than that. Part of this proposed COVID relief spending, this is advancing in the legislature. The return to work grants would cover up to 400,000 Michiganders. The deal has not been struck as yet. There's no deal with the governor so far, but apparently at least part of the money is there, all but $1 billion. And what's a billion in this day and age?
In this day.
Yeah. And everything we're talking about now is in the trillions, right? All but $1 billion of that would come from federal coronavirus monies.
So remember the quote from a bazillion years ago where the guy said, you know, a million here, a million there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Yeah. And now, honestly, all we hear coming out of Washington are trillion dollar deals.
Yeah.
So
whatever happened to quadrillions?
Yeah. And it's always interesting that the every 2 or 4 years, the party that's not in power squawks about fiscal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
When they are in power, they don't even talk about it.
Shh, quiet.
Exactly. Here's something else that might help unleash the labor force. Michiganders getting unemployment benefits will soon have to prove that they're actively searching for work. Now, you may be saying, well, wait a minute, didn't we used to have to do that?
We used to.
And the answer is yes, we did used to, but that was suspended by the governor and one of her...
Because of the pandemic.
Right. One of her executive orders, when business is shut down across the state, she waived that at the beginning of the pandemic, but it's still... in effect in that executive order.
Apparently some are still being told that they do have to, you know, at least check in or whatever. And that's why we're hearing more and more about people who I forget who I quoted the other day, said he had 9 interviews set up in one day and not one person showed up. They were just people that were trying to prove I am looking for work.
I made the call.
Yeah. I made the appointment. Yeah. I didn't go. Yeah. But
so that could help resolve this issue, too, because, boy, everybody is hurting. And I've heard this from so many people. I have never seen so many help wanted signs.
It's in every window you can pass.
Every window, signs out in front of businesses, big flags. We're hiring. Who I see yesterday was offering a $200 signing bonus. It was a restaurant. For somebody looking for kitchen help, $200 signing bonus.
Well, and the Four Winds Casino is offering a $500 sign-on bonus for dishwashers, cashiers, bar servers, everything.
Yeah, because the people
got a job fair next week.
Especially on the restaurant side of things, people are getting out and going out to eat, but the restaurants can't handle it.
Right.
They don't have the people. So maybe this will help when we get this resolved before it devolves into something worse than it is now. On the upside of business thing, kind of lost in our excitement the other day about that new apartment complex that Whirlpool's building in downtown Benton Harbor on the site of the old Volkswagen dealership down there. Another housing retail development in the works, too, and that's this proposed three-story housing complex with a full-service grocery store on the ground floor. In the city limits, right there at the corner of Colfax and Wall Street.
In fact, they're calling it the corner.
Is that what they're calling
yeah.
it?
Yeah. That's the corner. That's the corner at Wall Street, they're calling it.
That's an empty lot right now, isn't
it? It's an
it?
Empty yeah. lot, okay. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay. So that's...
So they'll build like an L-shaped building and then have the rest will all be parking for that full facility.
They're pretty excited about that in Benton Harbor. Now, this is still relatively early in the planning stages. They have to... proceed for site plan and zoning approvals prior to the 1st of October, I think. That's pretty exciting news. And then on the heels of that comes the word of this $50 or $60 million improvement plan for the tech center in St. Joe, for Whirlpool's tech center, which is rehabbing an existing building and adding on to it. And
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to tear down the four-story section that's right alongside the railroad tracks there on Upton Drive. Okay, so you come to the railroad tracks, and as you crest them, you're looking at a four-story building. They'll tear down that portion. Now, there's a newer portion that was built north of there, and so where they tear down the four-story building will become parking, because they're going to take over some of the parking on the north side of the existing building and add on a new 153,000 square feet on that side. So a two-story building.
A lot of exciting development.
There are.
So the next question is, when is somebody going to redevelop the old YWCA lot in downtown St. Joe?
See, I thought you were going to say, so with all this excitement, when are we going to get a Chick-fil-A?
Olive Garden.
Okay, Olive Garden. I thought we'd passed Olive Garden by now.
Early on, it was an old country buffet, but I don't think anybody's building buffets anymore. Nobody wants to go get food that other people may have breathed on.
Do not touch.
Is that a thumbprint in the pudding?
Looks especially runny, bread pudding.
Somebody took a bite out of this chicken wing and put it back. Cut it out. So anyway, that's all pretty exciting news on the downtown front, both Benton Harbor and St. Joe. So kudos to all who are involved in making those things happen. Now, as you may have heard a couple of times this morning or this week or recently anyway, I'm wrapping things up here at the end of the show and moving off into the world of sweatpants and torn T-shirts. You know, crazy hair.
Cream-style corn.
Cream-style corn. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say? When I'm gone. I'm going to be gone tomorrow. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. Spencer warns me that I'm going to have to deal with something called old person smell. And I don't know whether that starts immediately tomorrow or whether I have some time to adjust.
Hate to tell you, but I think it's here.
Deal with that. So, thank you for the email on that, Spence. Was this something that showed up in your email?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you getting a lot of these, are you?
His
wife sends them to him.
I asked him if he clicked on the link that's included in this little story about dealing with old person smell. He said no, but I said yes, and I did click on it, and it takes you to a website, and the first thing you see is some guy sitting on a toilet, and apparently it's all about completely evacuating your bowels every morning. So
there you go.
That's apparently how you
evacuation alert.
Apparently that's how you resolve old person smell. And I just thought it was from lack of doing laundry, but who knew? It's coming from the depths of within.
You get that mothball smell too.
All right, onward and sideways here in your morning announcements here. A cause for a culinary celebration coming next week, Pat. You will get a free taco next week.
I will?
Yep. Thanks to the moon. As Taco Bell is celebrating the moon entering a new lunar phase. You know, when the moon moves from either waxing to waning or waning to waxing, and it's kind of that half moon thing, and it looks like a taco.
Yeah.
Taco Bell is taking advantage of that, and that's coming up on May 4th. And you, on May 4th, will be able to go to your local Taco Bell and get a free crunchy taco.
Well, that's like starting Cinco de Mayo one day early.
So, yeah, you can get it all day, apparently, on May 4th at participating locations. Make sure that's in there.
May the 4th be with you.
And you can get it from 8 p.m. until midnight or all day by using the Taco Bell app ordering online.
Will they deliver the free one to you?
I don't think delivery's included.
Darn it.
So, Spencer, I got one for you here this morning because I know this frightens you. So just, you know, relax here for a moment. But the robots have begun their assault on Grand Rapids.
Oh,
dear. So starting late this spring, people in Grand Rapids will now be able to use their phones to hail an autonomous vehicle to drive them between downtown and a few West Side neighborhoods for free.
Not me. I'm not going to do this.
This now, and they've already been doing this. This is the second phase of this. This is new curbside on-demand pickup starting May 17th. Part of this experiment with driverless ride options in Grand Rapids. Phase one had they've already apparently been doing this with low speed shuttles that are driverless autonomous vehicles through Grand Rapids. They were up to 11,000 people a month using these things, and now they're shifting from that into something with a company out of Ann Arbor called May Mobility, and they're now going to be using road-grade Lexus SUV hybrids to pick you up. So you'll be able to jump on your phone.
And get in a nicer car than you own.
Exactly. Summon a Lexus SUV hybrid to your house. There'll be nobody in it. It'll come. You'll get in. And
you'll say, take me to Taco Bell. I'm going for a free taco.
Now, I've not seen pictures of these vehicles, but apparently they will be available next week.
So. Very
ask,
nice.
Ask Pat about when he used to use Clarence's taxi in downtown Benton Harbor.
Is that how you got to work back in the day?
Every day.
Clarence's taxi.
Every day. Clarence, come and get me. It's time.
I remember that.
Yeah. They actually had a dispatcher, didn't they? The old taxi service here in town.
Oh, how else would you figure out where the cab's at and where it's going?
Yeah, there was
call the guy directly.
Twin City
there
cab.
There was no such thing.
Yeah, I remember that. We used to have cab service here.
That was even before bag phones, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, it's 6:53. That's page two of your morning announcements. Pat is coming on with his best places to work list after the 7 o'clock news. Sports is coming up next here on WSJM.